For the last week and a half, I have been in the lovely state of slothdom. I had a staycation that often meant staying in nightgowns until noon, of eating a leisurely lunch, a long chat with friends, not hunched over my desk in a scarfing session or hastily tapping out a text to a friend, going to bed when I wanted to, not tied to the tyranny of the clock, getting carryout just because it was my vacation, going to see movies in the afternoon just because I could. Yes, it was rejuvenating. However, this morning was a completely different story. 5:30 a.m. came early. When the alarm sounded, the dog barely lifted her head from the comforter. She looked at me with a bleary and squinty-eyed stare. I shuffled into the kitchen, grabbing a bowl with one hand and the box of cereal with the other. The morning routine seemed confining. I was back to watching the clock, to drinking my coffee standing up, not surrounded by the morning paper. At work, it was no better. At 11 o'clock, I was looking around for a smackerel, as Pooh would say. I yawned during a meeting of minutiae. By 2:15, I longed for a nap and silently wished a bed would appear under my desk. But there is a bright spot. The weekend is only a day away. I'm Rosie Klepper, and that's my perspective.